You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give the Lord glory and praise for this glorious Friday. We bless the name of our Lord Jesus. And our Father in heaven, whose mercies are renewed upon us each and every day, great is his faithfulness. Today, I urge all of us to remember to keep in mind our theme for the month, Arise and Shine Through Good Works. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and Matthew chapter 5 verse 16. We ought to keep our minds focused on this word as we go through the month, where we ought to arise throughout this year in every sphere of life, economically, socially, environmentally, spiritually, every area of our lives, we ought to be relevant. Now, today at Glorious Friday, our prayer is centered on anointed for good works. The theme, anointed for good works. God's glory revealed through good works. About 2 weeks ago, we touched on anointed for good works. And today, we continue. I think this is the second week, God's glory revealed through good works. Last week was anointed through good works. Okay. Arise, shine, for the light is come, the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee, which is our theme scripture, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. We reflect on this word, seeing that our good works are beams of God's glory in a dark world. So the world sees God's glory through our good works. When they see our good works, that's a beam of light of God's glory. The world does not know our God we serve, because knowing our God comes through relationship. They may have heard about the God whom we serve, that he divided the Red Sea, he split the Jordan, he plagued the nation of Egypt. He's done so many things, like there are many things that the world may have heard about, even probably heard about Jesus, yes. But to experience comes through relationship. The God we serve is a good God. And we know also from, say, Acts 10:38, where Jesus went about doing good. I stand to be corrected just in case I didn't get the quote right. But he was anointed with Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing good. So the manifestation of the anointing in the believer is good works. It's just as simple as that. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer, of the anointing in the life of the believer, is good works. Paul said that faith without works is dead. So if you're a believer, please, it must manifest through your good works. And this year, 2026, the Lord help us. If there be times where our lives did not manifest, show forth any good works, where our lives were perhaps fruitless, and we know God hates fruitlessness, he desires that every believer be fruitful, and that's why we know from the book of John that he prunes. The husbandman prunes us, so that we'll bear fruit. We, the branches, being connected to Jesus, the vine, we are pruned by our Father in heaven, sometimes pruned through difficulties in life, pruned through challenges. I mean, just to expatiate a bit for you to understand, good works. That's why I'm going through these waters. So sometimes we go through some difficulties because we need to graduate a certain level. So some challenges to for us to build up, grow in patience, grow in long suffering. For us to sometimes you wonder why a particular person is so much a torment here. Sometimes it's just for you to learn patience. Why has this blessing so much delayed? Sometimes it's just for us to be prepared enough or to build certain habits. And so we go through some of these pruning processes because the Lord wants us to be productive. What is productivity? Manifestation of good works. It's just as simple as that. The productive believer manifests good works. And that is why every time I come into contact with singers, instrumentalist, I will keep telling you that we must go beyond the administration on the stage to manifesting good works, even offstage, everywhere we are, whether we are in Ghana or we are in Columbus, Ohio, or we are in West Sydney, Australia, wherever we are, we must manifest good works because it's the DNA of the believer to manifest good works. That's why Jesus will put it that, how can you be a city on a hill and you can never be seen? In the same way, it is impossible to be a believer and not manifest good works. And so, to come back to our true identity, that is where you see arise and shine. Why? The light of God is already risen upon you. The Lord help us. And as I've explained these by the grace of God, it's my prayer that we'll pray with a different level of understanding. That as long as we fail to manifest good works, we are telling the world that we are not believers. And it must never be so. The Lord have mercy and help us all in Jesus' name. Our first prayer topic is that, Father in heaven, let my light contribute to spreading the knowledge of your glory. In Jesus' name. Let my life contribute to spreading the knowledge of your glory in Jesus' name. In our day, to have the passion to even share the gospel with people we sit by in Trotsky or in taxi, right now even boats, you don't even share the except the driver. To have the passion to even share scripture with a boat driver or someone you are sitting by beside in church or someone you've met on the road anywhere, to the passion to share the word of God. So much so in our generation do we need the power of the Holy Spirit to be witnesses. So in this prayer, you are in effect praying that Holy Spirit, help me to be a witness, to continue to be a witness. Maybe I was a witness when I was a teenager, but in my day to day, you don't need to put me behind a pulpit to preach the word. You don't need to put me behind in a particular situation to preach the word. Even in my team, whether I'm in V91 or in V92, teaching the word or sharing the word of God with someone may transform their lives, though they may have heard it over and over again from other quarters. Lord, help me to be a witness. Lift up your voice and begin to pray wherever you are right now. Help us, Lord. Habits of sharing the word wherever we are. Habits of sharing the word wherever we are. Rebe kaba jaba raba yande de 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 Rababaya kabaya basande rebe abarabaya rebe rebe beye kebebe abarabaya zande rebe rebe abarabaya 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 kaba rababaya ne. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I will urge the administrator through coordinators to ensure that everybody in our teams should know how to share the gospel of the kingdom. Everyone must know. If you have been through orientation and you are at Glow Music Ministry, you must have the ability to share the gospel of the kingdom with anyone. These are things we have learned from SU. It's not that we just got up and then, hey, we were just sharing. The fire and the passion being there, you still need to learn so that you don't fumble. And you go and say, go and say that Jesus' father's his name was Adam. It's very, very important. So please, I'll urge admin through coordinators, ensure that every team member, every instrumentalist, everybody should be able, should know how to share the gospel of the kingdom, to break it down. You may not be able to do it like Peter did in the book of Acts, where running down from the patriarchs down, or the way Stephen the evangelist did, running from one dimension down to, but at least the creation story and the sacrifice of Jesus, at least those two, you should be able to put them together to communicate the good news. Now, our second prayer, whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. Do all to the glory of God, not do it for YouTube likes, not do it for Facebook followers, not do it for money from YouTube. Do it for the glory of God, not do it to trend. Or do it because pastor is there looking at you. Do all to the glory of God. Do all means that nothing should be done because you are just doing it to please man, but to the glory of God. Even in our service to man, it must be in service to God. And you see clearly, didn't even say, do it for your own glory. No. But do it to the glory of God. Hallelujah. And based on this scripture, we are praying, Father in heaven, may everything, let everything I do glorify you in Jesus' name. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let me not lose focus, O Lord. Let me not lose focus. But Lord, let everything I do consciously, even unconsciously, let it still be driven by Lord, the passion to serve you, to bring glory to your name, 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 to your name, to your name, to you, Lord, to you, Lord, to bring glory to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every act, every speech, everything, Lord, that I do, let it bring glory. Let it bring glory to your name. Let it bring glory to you, Lord, 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 in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it bring glory to you. We are praying our very last prayer. The Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20. This is a prophecy. There's a time, or the time will come for the final, or the full fulfillment, the fulfillment of this prophecy in its fullness at the end of time. But as long as the church, the body of Christ, we are on the earth, God, through a believer, will shortcut or short-live difficulty in a soul's life. God, through the church, brings light or joy into a time of mourning. Someone may have been mourning in their lives for years, But God, through you, will bring joy to their life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
God, through your ministration, one day will bring joy that will forever stay in the heart of a soul. So you are praying right now that Father in heaven, shine through my life to turn mourning into joy around me. Around me, not far, those right around me. Please shine through my life to turn mourning into joy around me everywhere I go in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Use me as an agent to terminate mourning in the life of Lord every soul in the name of Jesus. I avail myself as a vessel, O Lord. Use me to terminate mourning, in the life of souls in the name of Jesus. Lord, through me, bring joy, your kind of joy. Bring joy in the name of Jesus. Joy through my life. Bring joy, Lord, to souls upon souls in the name of Jesus. Through everything I do, through my singing, through my speaking, through my actions, through the work I do, through my service, through everything that I do, Lord, bring joy to those around me, everywhere I am, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them experience, Lord, the joy that I found in you, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, he that believeth in me, out of him shall flow rivers of living water. He that believeth on me, out of him shall flow rivers of living water. This is the scripture I heard. And if anyone would believe, you see, it is time for you to stop chasing happiness, chasing things. It is time for you to be an agent of joy, where you become the channel through which people experience joy. And how can you become an agent? Being an agent of the kingdom of God, it starts with a relationship, having a relationship with Christ Jesus. If you want to be a child of God, please just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I know that without you I can do nothing. Please forgive me for every time I turned away. Today, I have come before you. I ask for forgiveness of all my sins, Lord. I repent of them. And Lord, I look up to you and I turn to you. Please fill me with your Holy Spirit, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing and honoring to you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, thank you today, Lord, for saving me, and I avail myself to be a witness in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for all he has taught us today. We give you all the praise. We give you glory. We honor you, we adore you, oh God. We give you glory. We honor you, we adore you, let us sing. We give you glory. We honor you, we adore you, oh God. We give you glory. Yeah. We honor you, we adore you, oh God. We give you glory. We honor you, we adore you one more time. We give you glory. We honor you, we adore you, oh God.
If you give your life to Christ in the service, please ensure that you contact us via email, info@glowmusicministry.com, or call or chat with us through 026-0009090. Once again, you're welcome to the family of God. Amen.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.